A bit. This man, this fella is a man about the internet. This is Harper Reed.
Where is he?
Look at this shirt, by the way. Look at this shirt. There's a story behind this shirt.
This shirt, Sean posted this image on Twitter and was like, this is what my computer is doing right now. And someone was like, that'd make a great shirt. And I was like, yes, it would. And I just stole it, which is actually some foreshadowing. So, one of the main things that I enjoy doing in life is to basically do stuff that I would think was cool in high school. I don't know if this is something for you guys. So like one of my past careers, I worked for the president. My high school self would be like, that's awesome. And it's like things like that, like anything like that, like meeting like 90s musicians. I'm just like, yes, like I don't care about modern music, all that stuff. But it's like anything that I would have felt cool about doing in high school, I really enjoy right now. So this is a quick story about one of those things. So, how many of you people know Metallica? Okay. I was super into Metallica in high school. I mean, just super into it. I loved it. And probably only had like 2 or 3 albums. I wasn't like a whole catalog type person. I just, for whatever reason, I would just listen to Battery over and over and over and over again. It was just this awesome experience. So I'd go see Metallica a bunch anytime they were around. In 2008, they came out with this album, Death Magnetic. Did any of you guys hear Death Magnetic? It was a terrible album. Was it good? Okay, it might have been. I have to admit that I did not listen to it because I had basically forsaken anything that was done by Metallica after a certain point. But in that album, if you go to the last page, it says Photo by Harper Reed. Which, in high school, I would have been like, fuck yeah, you got a photo in a Metallica record? Like, come on. Because I'm not a great photographer. I'm a terrible photographer. But I get that. And the album actually won a Grammy for the packaging, like the album itself. So, ostensibly, I also have a Grammy for this photo. So, this is all very, very cool, especially to my high school self. So, the interesting thing, though, is I didn't take the photo. So it turns out that I'm a big advocate of internet rights, Creative Commons. You guys know Creative Commons, really amazing stuff. And so we went to this Metallica show in 2004, my friend Derek and I, and it was Flickr had just launched. We were super excited about Flickr. We were super excited about Creative Commons. We go to this show, and it was amazing. He had, do you guys remember the Sony Clié? It was a Palm Pilot. It was like this, the biggest Palm Pilot you could get. It split into, it was like a flip phone that was this long. So you could talk on it. It was hilarious. But, so we had this, at the show, we were doing this thing because you couldn't take photos back then at a concert. This was illegal. And so what we'd do is I'd go like this, and then he would take this very thin device and take a picture of the stage. But we were so far back that there was no stage. All it was guys going like this in front of us. And so this really hilarious picture, all these pictures actually, we had. And so it was on a memory stick. You guys remember those? And so in 2004, we go to the show. We go clubbing. This whole fun thing. We come home. Next morning, we wake up a little hungover. I'm like, that's awesome. Let's upload these photos to the internet. And so we're like, yeah. So I upload them all to the internet. And we actually, he didn't have a Flickr account at the time. So I just put them on my Flickr. No big deal. And we're hanging out. We're like, yeah, this is great. And I had set everything to Creative Commons. Just by default. And it was like, yeah, cool. So a couple years go by, and I get this email from this ad agency that's like, hey, we found this image, and we'd love to use it. And I was like, what image? I look at it, and I'm like, oh, it's this photo of these guys going like this. And I'm like, this is great. I'm like, but I'm pretty sure I didn't take that photo. So I just messaged Derek, and I'm like, yo, Derek, someone wants to use that image. He's like, that's cool. And that's kind of it. And then a year later, it's in Metallica's album. And so that's kind of my story on authenticity, how I stole someone's photo and got the photo credit and won a Grammy. Thank you.
Thank you, Harper. You and Jim should talk about Metallica. Death Magnetic's all right, yeah? I didn't stay after Saint Anger. We talk about this a lot because I feel so betrayed. Yeah. Oh, see, I'm with Charlie on this one, but we'll hear from you in the next half.